Okay, let's look at page 312. Now,
the complexity of thinking much must match or exceed the complexity of the problems of existence, which has to do with internal control and external control and life conditions outside and thinking systems.
The theory behind this page is that eventually more complex
thinking
will overcome less complex thinking because it offers more choices or more degrees of freedom to act in different ways.
In other words, the cup, our nervous system changes based on the environmental conditions.
The rule is that until you... Now, this is interesting. The rule is that until you have something in the condition outside you, you cannot cope with it. And ultimately, you cannot even abreact to it if it doesn't exist. Does that make sense? So one of the interesting things that people try to do all the time is they try to make people jump values levels. Now, we'll begin to see this as governments or sociology people or psychology try to actually get people to jump values levels, and that's real tough. The experience is that people are not going to jump values levels, not easily. And Claire Graves would say probably it'll never happen.
So the cup changes based on the environmental conditions. The rule is that until you get something, you cannot abreact to it.
Until you have something in your environment, you cannot develop coping mechanisms to deal with it. Does that make sense? Yeah. Now, what's the possibility? So let's start at the bottom of page 312. So the life conditions outside are a state of nature, and so the thinking system that the person has is much like other animals. See where at the bottom it says internal controls? That will tell you that 1, 3, 5, 7 are controlled inside the self, 2, 4, 6, 8 is controlled externally. Now the person moves on to values level 2.
The conditions outside for the values level 2 are mysterious and frightening, so the thinking system is to placate spirits and gather together in tribes for safety.
Values level 3, the life conditions outside are rough and hard like a jungle, and values level 3 fights to survive in spite of others.
For values level 4, life conditions outside are divinely controlled and guilt-driven.
Values level...
And therefore, the thinking system would be to obey the rightful higher authority.
Values level 5, life conditions outside are full of opportunities to take control, and values level 5's thinking system is pragmatically test for options for success.
A values level 6, the conditions outside would be the natural habitat of all humanity, and therefore the thinking system has to do with forming communities in order to all experience growth.
Values level 7, the life conditions outside are a complex system at risk of collapse. Values level 7 wants to learn how to be free and question.
Values level 8, the life conditions outside are a single lived interdependent entity.
And the thinking system is to seek order beneath the earth's chaos. Now these are interesting, and what essentially it says is that the control goes back and forth from self to others, and the attention direction goes back and forth from inside to outside as it goes back and forth. It goes back and forth between sacrificial and expressive, yeah.
So on values level 2, the thinking system is geared toward rituals and routines inside tribes or cults. Most of the mystical still existent communities.
Most of the mystical traditions.
Maoris.
The esoteric tradition, Maoris.
Kuna.
Aboriginal shamanistic tradition.
They are value levels too.
They're originally from values level 2.
As Ted said before, most people in the Middle East are still values level 2. Then at values level 3, the toughest guy is at the head. He's not necessarily a bad guy. Values level 3 can be very loyal, very loving, as long as you belong to their group. As long as you belong to their family, as long as you belong to their tribe, because they're the leader of the tribe, you're fine. But if you are an enemy, they won't hesitate to shoot you. There is no other thing. This, you are in my way, I'll shoot you now. That's it.
Values level 3 is not necessarily a deviant level, because they're pretty good to have around in case of a war, yeah? Values level 3 moves into values level 4. Values level 4 includes it. The thinking system is to obey rightful higher authority. It's got to be rightful higher authority. And I know what's right and everything else is wrong. It's governments. It's the bureaucracy. Interestingly enough, it's the Communist Party and the Catholic Church. It's most of the governments in the world.
It's the army.
It's
the police force.
And, of course, a values level 4 can revert to values level 3 if push comes to shove or if there's a situation that occurs, like September 11th.
In fact, all values levels can revert to inferior ones under stress.
Values level 5.
A values level 5 is highly competitive. A values level 5 wants to know, what values level am I?
Pretty much. If someone says, tell me what values level I am, pretty much you can be sure that they have got some 5 operative when they ask.
A 5, a pure 5, will never hesitate to destroy the planet.
But a true values level 5 is the first place where win-win situation can occur. So in a values level 5, this is the first place where we can act. Because in values level 4, I'm right and you're wrong. And the book says so. Doesn't matter what book it is. In the government, it would be the manual. In the army, it would be the operations manual. In the church, it would be the Bible or the Quran. In the Communist Party, it would be Karl Marx's manifesto. There's always a book that has the right thing. In values level 4. In values level 5, it's...
I know the book, but let's see what I can do so I can get the most out of it.
It's very, very me, and values level 5s who are competing with each other can be very, very cutthroat in an organization.
And yet, at the values level 5, it's the very first time when win-win situation is possible.
And yet, you don't want an organization filled with values level 6s. So let's talk about that. Values level 6...
As we said, is very much into ecology, save the whales.
Save the whales, ban the bomb, don't eat dolphinized tuna.
Now, the problem with values level 6 is that loves everybody who loves everybody.
6 loves everybody who loves everybody.
And everybody who doesn't love everyone, we don't love.
In fact, 6 is extremely judgmental about people who are judgmental.
In fact, values level 6 is the most judgmental values level, together with 4, which is very righteous. But 6 is the most judgmental of all values levels up to 7.
The absolute 6 is the absolute most judgmental values level. And what 6 says is, we love everybody who loves everybody. But if you don't love everybody, we're going to get you.
Obviously, who's not caring is not loving.
And values level 6, the problem with 6 is they don't get anything done. Number 7, a complex system at risk of collapse, learn how to be free and question. And values level 7...
has learned how to operate within different chunking levels.
Or different values levels.
Or different values levels without conflict. Can operate abstract and specific, can operate in between easily.
This is the first level of the second tier. Claire Graves said something very interesting. He said, I can take and put a 2, a 3, a 4, a 5, and a 6 in a room.
Together,
and they'll come up with ideas. And if I have one values level 7 in another room, the values level 7 will come up with more ideas than the 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 combined.
7 is very much into efficiency.
It's a whole new level.
Efficiency and results. Thanks for asking. Yeah, this is where it is. 7 is very much into efficiency and results.
The 7 will look for the efficient, easy, quick way. I'm going to be. It still can be. Let's put it this way. I'm going to be competitive, but 7's not trashing the planet. He's still an expressive system, so the person doesn't give up the expression of his individuality.
At a value level 7 will say like this: I know who I am, regardless of what you think of me.
I know who values level 7. That could be the watchword for values level 7. I know who I am. I am who I am, and I know who I am, regardless of what you think of me. That's a values level 7. Now, values level 8 seeks the order beneath the Earth's chaos.
And cares about synergy in relation to all systems.
Okay, so that's values level 8.